We had an occupation one night in about 1991, it must have been. It was occupation about, it was some kind of funding. I can't remember if it was the Polly's own fundings, whether it was a national funding review for higher education. I can't remember. But it started with a sit-in at Oxford Circus, which involved about 30 of us just on one side of Regent Street, just sitting down in the road as we crossed the road as the lights went on red. And that churns up the whole of Regent Street and Oxford Street really quite quickly. So you don't have to sit down there for very long before the police come and everyone sort of runs away. And then we got into the building, and the building management had agreed, yeah, you can occupy the building.
During things like occupations, was the vibe quite friendly, or was it?
Oh, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. We had, they'd given us, what had they given us, free run of? I think they'd given us free run of the ground floor and the staircases, they thought, but they hadn't locked off the back one, so we could get into just about everywhere. And that included the, I don't know if you could get down to the gym, if you could get into the refectory, which was sort of on this side of the building, just above here. Don't think you could get into the cinema. And then we had the reading room at the back, which is a big oak panel thing. I have a feeling we may have had the Fivey Hall as well. But yeah, they just set up with the kind of people that would normally put on stuff at Bolsover Street, just transferred here for the night. So Bolsover Street was open. You were, I think you, if you were occupying, you were supposed to be in here by a certain time, they were going to lock the doors, but they didn't. Well, they sort of did, but they still let people out. They just didn't want to let other people in. And because we didn't have any of the gates or anything to come in, it was just free access, you just wandered in off the street. So I could understand why they'd be a bit wary about just having something right in the centre of London, because London wasn't, nothing was 24-hour in London in that, that time. It was, you know, you'd be hard pushed to find anywhere open late at night, so it would have been quite an attraction, I think, if people, random people had sort of found out about things. So yeah, there was DJs in Fivey Hall in the reading room, smoke machines and stuff. And it was,